Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the God's Greatness Show here on WJHN102jams.com. I am your host, Shaquille Polacek, excited as always and thankful for the opportunity to be able to speak to everyone who is willing to listen and deliver a message that is going to uplift you, it's going to inspire you, it's going to motivate you and push you in progression in your relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen. We are thankful for Him. It's a message grounded in the Word of God, all right? If you guys are here for the first time, or if you're back again listening, first off, I thank you. Secondly, I encourage you to dig into the show, listen to it, and critique it in your soul, minds, and hearts, and just soak up the message. Find a way to apply it to your life. That's the important part, all right? This is meant to strengthen you in Christ, strengthen you on your journey, and build your relationship, right? Another way for you to get closer to God. So soak it up and apply it to your life. But when you are all done listening, feel free to give us a little feedback at feedback@godsgreatnesspodcast.com. All right. Or you can find us on Facebook at the God's Greatness Show, the group and the page. On Instagram, we are the God's or at God's Greatness _ show. And then on Twitter, we are God's Great _ show, where great is GR8. So it's God's Great _ show. All right. And hit us up. Send us a message. All right. Follow us, like our page, and just show us some love and let us know that, hey, I heard your show this morning on WJHN 102 Gems and it was amazing. It touched me. It reached me. It showed me something or it revealed something to me. Or maybe it's confirming something for you. All right. This message is meant for someone. Maybe it's you, maybe it's a friend, you never know, but let us know what you thought of this show when it's all over, said and done. All right, and again, thank you in advance, and I much appreciate that, much appreciate the feedback. All right, so also, when you guys get the links and you're listening to the show, share it, because like I said, it may not be for you, it may be for someone else. So share that show, you know what I'm saying, click that share button, subscribe, all that. And let someone else get a chance to hear a great message from God today, all right? And what is the message on today? What is our topic? Our topic today is the favor of God, all right? Hallelujah. The favor of God. It's an amazing blessing in our lives. So real quick, we will be cutting to commercial, but we'll be right back to get into this topic on the favor of God here on the God's Greatness Show on WJHM102Gems.com.
Show would like to thank Boggy Creek Airboat Adventures for being one of our sponsors. I got to go on an airboat and saw a real gator. I even got to go to the gem mine and mine for some gems. We ate a steak dinner at the restaurant and even got some gator bites. If you want to have a blast with the entire family, I suggest you go to www.bcairboats.com right now. Get your tickets today. The website again is bcairboats.com.
Smith.com.
You can call him at 407-801-2667.
Wait, you are not Chuck.
My dad can help when people get hurt. He loves to help people.
If you are ever injured at work or in a car accident, you should call my friend Chuck.
You can call him at 407-801-2667.
That website again is cwsmithlaw.com.
Offices, Orlando.
Does it actually have that much W's?
All you dolls out there, this is me, Sizzle. 2019 flew by and my friend still did not have the body she wanted. Then I discovered a solution. The Cosmetic Surgery Place. Yes, cosmetic surgery. Don't spend another minute miserable. Call 407-636-5000. She did. Now my friend is all of that and then some.
Be one of the next 7 callers to receive your breast surgery free with a tummy tuck. Yes, free. Call now at 407-636-5000.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the God's Greatness Show here on WJHM102Gems.com, and we are excited to be able to talk to you guys. The topic for today, the topic for today is the favor of God. I got a lot to talk about the favor of God, man. The favor of God is just beautiful. But this will be a 2-part episode, all right? So we're going to dig into the topic today. We're going to dig into the story of Joseph, all right? The story of Joseph, which is just Joseph had favor, man. He had favor from God like none other. So we're going to dig into it. We're going to see how it can apply to your life and see what you could take away from it. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about my experience with the favor of God, all right? So let's go ahead and get into it. And what we don't get through today, we will be finishing up and covering more on the favor of God next Monday, 8 o'clock, 8 a.m., right? WJHM, 102 Jams every Monday. So the favor of God, all right. The favor of God is, to me at least, one of the greatest blessings from my Heavenly Father that we can experience in life, all right? It's truly amazing, truly amazing. So if you have ever been in a situation where the favor of God came through for you, then you probably already agree, right? You probably already know. But the favor of God within our lives is a game changer. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're dealing with, it's a game changer, all right? It will open doors for you that you thought could not be open. You know what I'm saying? It will get you places that you thought you could never go. And it will cause your enemies to open doors for you. The people who are supposed to hold you back and hold you down, God could touch their hearts and give you favor in their eyes. So if they do the opposite, they uplift you and exalt you and help you. All right, we're going to get into it, y'all. I hope y'all listening. Hallelujah. All right, now that's something for somebody, man. All right, just amazing blessings. Amazing blessings will rain down in your life because of the favor of God. Man, you'll see some great things begin to happen around you. You will be confused as to like what you did to make this thing happen, but you didn't do anything, right? The answer is God did that thing. Hallelujah. God did that thing, all right? Hallelujah, because he always doing something for us, taking care of us. That's what he does. Because of his favor, everything you touch can turn to gold and prosper, right? Prosperous. Living under God's favor is where I would love to be constantly, all the time, right? I don't ever want to leave God's favor. Hallelujah. I want to talk, right, and walk in the favor of the Lord day in, day out. I've seen and felt favor in my life, right? The favor of God. So like I said, we're going to get into my experience with the favor of God. So let's go ahead and talk about it. All right, I wholly and completely contribute my success in the Navy, right? I'm a submarine sailor, if you didn't know that already. My success on my first boat, I 300%, unlimited percent, right, contribute to the favor of God, man. So when I first got to my first boat, it was down in Virginia. You know, I had found a great church down there that I was going to. The bishop there was amazing, all right? He was awesome. Like, every single sermon he was talking and delivering was hitting my spirit hard. Like, it was just showing me things, revealing things to me. And it's just like, oh, man, he, like, I don't know this guy. He know me somehow, right? Like, telling that message this is meant for me. You know what I'm saying? Challenging my spirit like I never felt before. Like, they this really had me connected. You know what I mean? And I began to take the things that I was learning and started applying them to my life. And they worked. Right, these things were like what he was telling me, you know, like God said this or the word says this, do these things, and I'm doing them, and they were like, I was seeing the fruit from the seeds that he was planting. All right, I began like I said, to apply these things to my life, which is what I'm telling you guys to do, apply this stuff to your life. But when I talked about praising, right, the doubt out of my mind in some of my older episodes, standing on the promises of God, right? Those things, right? This church was the church that helped me strengthen my confidence in the Lord and like reach that next level, so to speak, on my relationship with Christ. So I knew for a fact God had like ordered my footsteps and guided me here and led me here. This is the church that, you know, he wanted me to be, because like I said, I've never grown spiritually this much from going to a church. I have, but not like this. This is crazy to me. It was like leaps. So when the bishop talked about finding that secret place where it's just you and God and you could just praise him, whoo, man, that was exactly what I started doing. That hit me for real. That's exactly what I started doing. Anytime, doubt crept in, I went to my secret place, whether it was physically, like a place isolated away from everything and everybody, right? Or just blocking out everything and spiritually locking in with God to give him praise, standing on the word of God, right? Then, one day, he preached a sermon about the favor of God. Okay? The favor of God. About praying for favor in all areas of your life. Something I'm still doing to this day. Okay? Especially for me, what he talked about that hit me was favor in the workplace. Right? That's what hit me because I was fresh to the boat and I wanted to do great, right? I was excited. I wanted to excel. So I trusted that God could do it. And I know his favor, or I knew his favor could change the game, like I told you already. I knew with God involved that nothing could stop me, right? If he was involved on my behalf, nothing could stop me. So I've said time and time again, there was nothing out there that is greater than the Lord. So for with God, nothing should be impossible, right? Luke 1:37, I keep telling y'all. So I started praying, though. I started praying for favor in the workplace. I prayed that God would fill my job with his presence. You know, for people to touch people in a way that would open doors for me, to guide my footsteps and to show me what I needed to do, right? Guide me and to show me the things I needed to do to be better for him and to be closer to him. To receive the favor of the Lord. One thing he placed on my heart, you know, it may not be the same for you. It could be whatever, you know, you got to talk to God on your own behalf. But for me, it was placed on my heart to just start trying to draw people to him. You know what I mean? Draw people to the Lord. So I started going throughout my job and telling people things that happened in my relationship with him. Like just kind of testifying and letting them know. Inviting people to church, stuff like that, and just telling them how great my experience was at this church and how I really thought they should come along and check it out. You know what I mean? But during this time, I really started exceeding too, like excelling in the workplace. I was getting recognized for things, right? When I just felt like I was only doing my job, you know what I mean? I was the dude guy taking the trash out every day, stuff like that, right? I was just doing what I should be doing. But the favor, because of the favor of God, people, I hope y'all hearing me. People started recognizing me for great things, like things that, like I said, I thought were just normal. I started separating from my peers in terms of success, okay? I was beyond thankful. Started getting great evals, making rank fast against extremely low odds, you know what I mean? Stuff like that, like there was nothing I could do to make myself better, but God. God did it, only because of God, hallelujah. God be the glory, man. I believe I had, I think it was 11% chance of making E5, right, second class. Plus, I made it first time up. Like, there were plenty of people who on their third or fourth try trying to make this who've been in longer than me. But me and my wife sat up praying on it, too. And God did that thing, like, for real. It was completely him. I had built a great reputation. And it was as if I could do no wrong in the eyes of my leadership, man. But the favor of God will do it, all right? Real quick, we're going to break for commercial, but keep it locked. There's more to come, more great things to come on this topic. Keep it locked. God's Greatness Show on WJHN 102 Jams. We'll be right back.
Aw, Dad, my computer's slow again and I can't play my games.
Call Your Computer Solutions today and we will scan for viruses and clean that computer up remotely. And make it fast again. Our phone number is 407-826-0810.
Thanks, Dad. My computer's fast again. Now I can do my homework. Thanks for calling Your Computer Solutions at 407-826-0810. Oak Ridge Gun Range is a family-oriented shooting range that has been in business for over 30 years. They specialize in basic firearm training and offer numerous services such as consignments, gun trades, gunsmithing, and concealed weapon classes. I even got my training for gun safety at Oak Ridge Gun Range. Great customer service, and firearm safety is what they do best. So find out more at OakRidgeGunRange.com. Aw, Dad, my computer's slow again and I can't play my games.
Call Your Computer Solutions today and we will scan for viruses and clean that computer up remotely and make it fast again. Our phone number is 407-826-0810.
Thanks, Dad, my computer's fast again. Now I can do my homework. Thanks for calling Your Computer Solutions at 407-826-0810.
All right. Welcome back. You're listening to the Guys Greatness Show on WJHM102Gems.com. We're talking about the favor of God, right? Part one of two episodes. We'll be finishing the next, or the rest of this message here on Monday, next Monday, 8 a.m., right? So, yeah, I just finished, you know, just telling you about my success there, right? Because all due to the favor of God. That's where we left off before the break. So, after all of that, that greatness, man, that all the things happening, like I said, excelling, for some reason, you know, for whatever reasons, I started kind of falling away from going to church, right? Losing my focus on building my relationship with God and kind of just going through life, man. Not necessarily, you know, I wasn't out there doing nothing wrong or crazy or nothing, but I wasn't committed like I was on the road to before. And that was an issue for me, at least, right? I noticed during this time, though, that I started making mistakes, right? Like, that reputation that I had built up for, like, you know, it began to deteriorate because of stupid things I was doing. Nothing I chose to do or nothing, like, it's things I knew, but I was messing up. Like, what am I doing, right? Just making stupid mistakes unconsciously leading up to that. The idea that I had that I could do no wrong was gone, right? I even noticed, you know, people kind of started double checking after me for stuff, which was totally unusual because it was just, you know, it was not normal. But it was because the trust was gone and it was at least damaged, right? I felt like I was on a downhill slope. And then things really took a turn for the worse when I went to Captain's Mass. All right, Phil, you don't know, Captain's Mass is, it's like court, but on a command level, right? Or like, it's not judicial, but it's you in trouble and the captain's got some, you know, he's got punishment for you. We have a whole book of rules we have to follow, and I mistakenly you know, broke one of those rules. So yes, I'm at Captain's Mass. My CEO, he said, he told us when he first got here, he said, you got in trouble, right? If you did something so bad that you ended up in front of me at this table, you'll be getting the max consequences, which was, you know, losing rank, losing money, extra work, things like that. All right. And we've seen him do it to other people who got up there and, you know, and he wasn't joking. So he kicked some people out the Navy because of the stuff they did. So I had a whole family to support. All right. And I couldn't afford these losses. That was just the truth of the matter. So I was devastated. All right. Waiting for him to just lay it on me, you know, to speak those words, standing in front of him. And he said, you know, it was like a dramatic pause. And he said, because you have done, you know, such great things for this command, right? He suspended all the punishment except for a little bit of extra work. Like, man, do y'all hear what I'm saying? This man committed when he first got here, said, this is what you getting. If you get in front of my table, expect this regardless. Blatant statement. But I get up there and he said, because of all the good things you did, I'm suspending everything except for a little extra work after work. Like, I don't know if y'all are hearing this. Like, because of the shine I got in the previous times, because of God's favor in my life, man, come on, y'all. Honestly, like, man, I feel like because of, you know, my loss of focus. At the time, I was thinking, like, you know, my focus on God was shifted, not where it should have been. During this time, I was thinking, like, I lost that favor that I was once feeling that I had. You know, I felt that active in my life, and now I'm making these mistakes, and look at me now. Now I'm at Captain's Mass. Like, I thought that favor had, you know, left me or something. But no. Because of the same favor, because of the grace of God, I caught a break when nobody else had. Nobody else in there. Like, I'm telling you, left and right, people was, like, blown away. How people was getting kicked out, getting the max punishment, all that. But no, me, he said, because of all that you did, you're good. But only all that recognition and shine that I got was only because of the favor of God in the first place. Man, I hope y'all catching this. Oh, man, I don't know if y'all hearing this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is amazing. He is truly great. All right, then to turn around right after that, and I made E6 first class after going to Mass, right? I'm up against 17% advancement, 17% people getting selected. And again, I made it first time up. There's people who tried, but they couldn't, so they got kicked out the Navy. There's people who tried and were in twice as long as me, but didn't make it. But I did. And now there's hundreds of people trying to make it, like 17% of them. But I made it because of what? Not because of me, people. All right, it's because of God, the favor of God, right? It can cause you to prosper in a situation where you shouldn't. Favor in your life through the grace of God. I hope y'all hearing me, man. Whew. Like, man, just thinking back, I'm re-blown away. I was so scared in there that it was all going to go bad, but God took care of it. Whew. All right, we're going to break real quick for commercial, man, but keep it locked while we talk about favor of God here on the God's Greatness Show.
The Type U Show would like to thank one of our dedicated sponsors, Custom Designs Orlando. These guys are on Mills Avenue and do all sorts of stuff, ranging from photo ID badges, engraved signs, custom Braille ADA signs, vinyl lettering, to trophies and awards. They can ship products all over the United States. You can reach them at 407-898-0373. Over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, and job training to thousands of Central Floridians who live with blindness or any degree of vision loss. Whether it's picking out clothes in the morning or just moving around your community and serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit them online at lighthousecfl.org. Mid-State Fire has been providing top-quality fire equipment services for 3 generations to the Central Florida area. Don't wait for an emergency to repair. Call Mid-State Fire today at 407-246-8855. Get your fire extinguishers and emergency lighting for both your home and businesses by visiting www.midstatefire.com. That number again is 407-246-8855.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the God's Greatness Show. I'm your host, Shaquille Polachek, here on WJHM 102 Gems as we get into part one of the topic, the favor of God, all right? Whew, man. Hallelujah for the favor of the Lord. Like, I don't know if y'all are just tuning in. I'm just telling you my experience with favor and how God brought me through some circumstances that he didn't need or have to, but he chose to, right? Favor through the grace of God, man. Now, the whole reason this message came to me in the first place was because for some reason, you know, it's been on my heart to read the story of Joseph. Like I told you earlier, we're going to dig into some of the story of Joseph here. We'll finish the rest later on the next episode if we don't get through it all today. But man, like I told you, Joseph had favor, y'all. He had some serious favor. Things was getting thrown at him left and right. Nothing he did on his own, but he was getting favor. Like, he had favor, man. He had lots of it. So let's kind of talk about this story and see, you know, God work on his behalf, just like he can and he will do for you. So listen up. All right, only got so much time, like I said, so I'm gonna have to paraphrase the story here, but if you want to read it for yourself and get the specifics, it's in Genesis, I believe it's chapter 37 through 50. Okay, I'm going to highlight some of the stuff that stuck out to me within this story, man. So, Joseph, he had, you know, a bunch of brothers who hated him for no good reason, right? They hated him because he was the favorite son of their father, okay? Then to add on to that, Joseph had 2 dreams, and in these dreams, in both of them, he told the first one to his brothers, and the second one he told to his brothers and his father. But in his dreams, he was being exalted. He was placed above, right? Exalted over his brothers and his father and his mother. And they were bowing down to him. So his brothers hated him even more. You know, they're like, what are you saying? Because of these dreams, you know, you think we're going to bow down to you, right? The jealousy was brewing. It's crazy. Jealousy was brewing for sure. So when his brothers were out feeding the flock one day, it says, Joseph was sent out to check on them. However, when they saw him coming their way, they started making a plan to kill him. and leave him out in a ditch or a pit, it said. His own brothers hate him so much they wanted to kill him. Nothing he did to deserve that. But that's what was going on, right? And they planned to lie and say that a beast killed him. Right? One of the brothers said, his name Reuben, spoke up and said, no, let's not kill him. Right? Let's just put him in the pit. Right? And if you notice when you read it, he said it took him a second, right? He was the one who spoke up. Like, to me, that tells me that God's favor was already with him, right? The story just getting started. If you think about it, right, he was totally unaware of what was going on. Walking and, you know, what he was walking to. They could have decided to kill him and stuck with that plan, and he'd have been dead. They would be surprising him. Plus, he's outnumbered, but God placed it on Reuben's heart to help Joseph. And it says in the Bible that he did this so that he might deliver Joseph from their hands and bring him back to his father. Man, God had plans for Joseph, right? I'm a firm believer that you may not leave this earth until you have fulfilled what God's purpose is for you. And Joseph had more to do, right? Joseph had more work in store. God had bigger plans, more plans for him. So it happened that they threw him in an empty pit, right? They took off the colorful tunic, says that his father had given him. You know, of course, they see that as a symbol of the love for Joseph that their father had, so they hated him. And they hated it, right? And they covered it in animal blood to make it appear like Joseph had been attacked, okay? The brothers then decided to sell him to a company of Ishmaelites so that they could profit off of him. They said, well, we don't get any profit if we just kill him and leave him in the ditch, or by leaving him in the ditch. But they decided to sell him. So when Reuben went back to him, he wasn't there, right? He wasn't there. This is when they deceived their father. This is when they went to him and told him what happened. Or they said, oh, is this your son's, you know, tunic, right? Joseph, he was then sold into Egypt to an officer of Pharaoh. Okay? Now, Joseph is under his new master. And chapter 39, verse 2 through 3 says, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did prosper in his hands. Man, the favor of God was already with him. Do y'all hear me? When he is going through something so terrible, right? His master saw that God was making everything he did prosper. You hear me? Already with the favor of God. Man, that's crazy. So, real quick, we're going to break for commercial one more time here, but let's stay tuned and listen to what God did for him while he was under his master's rule. He's sold into this man as a servant in his home. Listen to what God did for him. All right, keep it locked. We'll be right back with the God's Greatness Show here on WJHM102Jams.com.
The Type Beard Show would like to thank one of our awesome sponsors, StartChannelUS.com. These guys are very, very cool. They bring 21st century surface drainage solutions to reality. They can do corporate and government work. These are the guys that make roads and bridges safe in the rain. You can see all about them at SlotChannelUS.com. That website again is SlotChannelUS.com. Aw, Dad, my computer's slow again and I can't play my games.
Call Your Computer Solutions today, and we will scan for viruses and clean that computer up remotely and make it fast again. Our phone number is 407-826-0810.
Thanks, Dad. My computer is fast again. Now I can do my homework. Thanks for calling Your Computer Solutions at 407-826-0810.
Stop. Put that hammer down. If you are frustrated with your computer, we have a better way. Call Your Computer Solutions at 407-826-0810 and let one of our staff handle it for you. Again, our number is 407-826-0810 and we can work remotely or on site to solve your computer issues. Use your computer hammer free with Your Computer Solutions at 407-826-0810.
Thank you. All right, welcome back to the Guys Greatness Show here on WJHM102Gems.com. We're talking about the story of Joseph, and we're talking about the favor of God, all right? Favor of God. So we're at the part of the story where Joseph got sold to the Egyptian officer of Pharaoh. Now he is in his home, but his master sees that he has the favor of God. He sees that God is with him and that God is causing everything that he touched to prosper. Man, don't somebody need that? I need that. Y'all need that? You need God to make everything you touch prosper? Whew. Listen to this. So it says, he saw that God was making everything he did prosper. Hallelujah for the favor of God real quick. Hallelujah. All right. As a result, his master gave him authority over all that he had. And God was blessing the household as a whole from the time that Joseph took over. And it says that he did this. God did this for Joseph's sake. He did it to make sure Joseph was taken care of. But man, his master was getting blessed, like by association, blessings by association. Or you hear of being guilty by association, but this was blessings by association because of the God in him. The God in him. Oh, hallelujah. God was with him. He's blessing everybody because of him. Because of the Lord's favor, they were all blessed. That's crazy to me, man. That's crazy as heck for me. But it doesn't even stop here, right? It doesn't stop here. It came a time when his master's wife, right, tried to force him to sleep with her. If he refused time and time again, told him, I'm not going to sin against God. You know, she was adamant, apparently. But she eventually, she grabbed his garment, it says, in an attempt to get him to sleep with her. And Joseph, you know, righteous man as he is, righteous man of God, he ran out the house, leaving it behind. And I can imagine him getting away, slipping out his shirt or whatever, his garment, whatever type of garment it may have been in those days. Got away from her, right? Left it behind. So what she did was she used it as evidence and started yelling and telling everyone that he tried to sleep with her. And that was her proof. Man. So they locked Joseph up. You know, she got the proof, so they believe it. He's locked up. He's in prison. Now, any regular person, right, at least, like I told you even with my story, like, I feel like he would have been thinking, you know, the favorite guy that you once had was either all used up or gone. But God's grace is everlasting, right? Everlasting. While in prison, I said God was with him still. And gave him favor in the sight of the guards to which he was giving authority. Joseph was given authority over all the other prisoners. Man, he's supposed to be in prison getting, like, I ain't never heard of that happen in prison or jail from nobody. But because of God's favor, right? It says the guard didn't even worry about, like, he didn't check up on him or anything. He didn't worry about anything he was doing because he saw that the Lord made everything he touched prosper. Again, it says the Lord was with him and everything he touched prosper, and they saw that. Hallelujah. Again, the favor of God. Man, God's favor making those who should be oppressing him put him in a position of authority instead. Hallelujah. Somebody got enemies out there. Somebody got people working against them out there. And I'm praying that the favor of God enters your life and touches those around you to exalt you and open doors for you, even when it's unlikely that they would. Hallelujah, man. Hallelujah. Like, I hope y'all hearing this. I hope y'all soaking this up for real. Next, while he was in prison, right, Joseph interpreted the dreams of two of the prisoners. And eventually, you know, they got out, whatever. When the Pharaoh had a dream, he needed it to be interpreted. Who was going to do it? Well, one of these guys, they remembered Joseph. And they told Pharaoh that he could do it. And he did. Right? He did. Part of this dream that he interpreted was it was to appoint a wise man over all of Egypt. Well, Pharaoh took his advice. And he said, who better for the job than Joseph himself? Come on, man. Oh, snap. Did y'all hear this? Like, come on. He told him, he's supposed to be the prisoner. He's locked up. He interprets the dream and he tells him that the dream says to appoint a wise man over all of Egypt, over everything. And Pharaoh said, you know, you're right. I'm paraphrasing my own, you know, imagination, creative imagination here. He said, you're right, brother. Thank you for that. But who better than Joseph himself? Who better than you to point over all of Egypt? Oh, my goodness. That's like, hallelujah. God just works in crazy ways, man. Y'all need to understand this. Like, imagine this in your life, whatever you're dealing with. Whew, man, real quick. All right, we're going to break for commercial. You need to keep it locked. Keep it locked on the God's Greatness Show here on WJHM 102jams.com. We are talking about the favor of God. And yes, he will do it for you too. We'll be right back.
The W Show would like to thank one of our dedicated sponsors, Custom Designs Orlando. These guys are on Mills Avenue and do all sorts of stuff, ranging from photo ID badges, engraved signs, custom Braille ADA signs, vinyl lettering, to trophies and awards. They can ship products all over the United States. You can reach them at 407-898-0373.
All you dolls out there, this is me, Sizzle. 2019 flew by and my friend still did not have the body she wanted. Then I discovered a solution. The Cosmetic Surgery Place. Yes, cosmetic surgery. Don't spend another minute miserable. Call 407-636-5000. She did. Now my friend is all of that and then some.
Be one of the next 7 callers to receive your breast surgery free with a tummy tuck. Yes, free. Call now at 407-636-5000.
CDavidSmithLaw.com.
You can call him at 407-801-2667.
Wait, you are not Chuck.
My dad can help when people get hurt. He loves to help people.
If you are ever injured at work or in a car accident, you should call my friend Chuck.
You can call him at 407-801-2667.
The website again is CDavidSmithLaw.com.
Offices, Orlando.
Does it actually have that much W's?
All right, welcome back to the God's Greatness Show. We are talking about favor here on WJHM 102jams.com, the favor of God. Now, we just talked about how Joseph was locked up. He interpreted dreams for two of the prisoners. First, he got given authority because of the favor of God over the prisoners. He interpreted two of the dreams, and then eventually he interpreted one of Pharaoh's dreams. And at the end of this dream, he told him that he was to appoint a wise man over all of Egypt. Whoa. Pharaoh said, who better for the job than Joseph himself? All right. He appointed Joseph over all of the land of Egypt, over everything. Like, do y'all see the favor of God? Do y'all hear what's happening here? This is just the beginning of the story and what God did in Joseph's life. Like, this episode is only part one. We're going to continue the rest on the next episode. But do you see how he was sold into Egypt as a servant? And because of God's favor, he was given authority over his master's house, his entire household, even though he was sold to him to be a servant, right? But because his master saw that God made everything he touched prosper, you know what I mean? Then he was lied on and locked up, but given authority over the prisoners because the guard saw that God made everything he touched prosper. Hallelujah. And this far, right? Thus far, he was released from prison and given authority over all of Egypt. All of it. A Hebrew. It reading there said that they couldn't even eat with him because he was a Hebrew, and that was an abomination to Egypt. But now, he is the head of all of Egypt. Second to only Pharaoh himself, man, because he saw the knowledge God had placed in him. I'm talking major favor, y'all. Major favor. When I tell you Joseph had favor, Lord, I need Joseph type favor. Whew. See, if God can do all these things for Joseph, he can guide Joseph's footsteps. He can touch the people who would normally do harm to him, to make them help him and exalt him and put him into positions of authority and entrust him with everything that they have. If he can deliver him from his own brothers who wanted to kill him, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What makes you think he can't do it all for you? God can make everything you touch prosper. I said God can make everything you touch prosper. Do y'all hear me? The favor of God can make everything you touch prosper. Only going up. Only turning into greatness. Man, hallelujah. The Bible says when God is for you, who can be against you? When God is for you, who can be against you? In these multiple encounters, right? The Lord was with Joseph. That's what the word says. And as you just heard, the people who should have been against him were the ones helping him. So if God is for you, who can be against you? If he is for us, who? Hallelujah, man. Get yourself right so that you may too live under the favor of God. Realize that no matter what's going on, you need to trust God and walk in his favor. Hallelujah. That he may open doors for you. That he may exalt you over your enemies. In the eyes of those who want to see you fail, allow him to work in you so that others may see the God in you. And know that through the... Oh man, hallelujah. Through his grace and favor, you shall prosper in all things. Hallelujah. In all things. Man, I don't know if y'all hearing this. I don't know if y'all soaking this up, but y'all need to. The same God that was with Joseph is the same God that's here for you and me every day of our lives, and we'll be here forever. Everlasting grace, everlasting power. Ask God to show you and guide you on how to walk in his favor, right? Whatever you are doing, you want God to put his hands in your business. Trust me. We will dig more into this topic, all right? We will dig more into this topic and more to this story next episode to see what the God's greatness does for Joseph, all right? Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all just listen to the pieces of this story and listen to how God can make things happen so beautifully. It's just crazy. Like, everything was being thrown at him. Everything was happening to him. The worst of the worst, being locked up for something he didn't do, being almost killed by his brothers, being left behind, sold, and he's not even a slave, but he was sold into to his master, his new master, to be like, but no, God took him out of all of it. But not only that, while he was in it, God lifted him up and exalted him and made him man. This is beautiful. Like, y'all need to hear me. Y'all need to hear me on this, all right? So, real quick, we're going to break for commercial. We'll be right back with the God's Greatness Show. Keep it locked on WJHN102Gems.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Tavius Boy. I work with Your Computer Solutions. If your computer is not working, my dad can fix it. He can fix it on-site or remotely. Just call him at 407-826-0810 and tell him Tiberius sent you. That's me. That phone number again is 407-826-0810.
Hey guys, this is TC1, and when I stay in Orlando, I like to stay at the Quality Suites over on International Drive. They're amazing property, simple rooms in an all-suite hotel with outdoor pool, a restaurant, plus free Wi-Fi and a shuttle. Guys, give them a call at 407-363-0332. They're located at 7400 Canada Ave, Orlando, Florida, 32819.
Mid-State Fire has been providing top-quality fire equipment services for 3 generations to the Central Florida area. Don't wait for an emergency to repair. Call Mid-State Fire today at 407-246-8855. Get your fire extinguishers and emergency lighting for both your home and businesses by visiting www.midstatefire.com. That number again is 407-246-8855.
Welcome back to the Guys Greatness Show here on WJHM 102 Gems as we talk about the favor of God, man, and the story of Joseph and how he blessed him and just made everything happen for him. The crazy thing is, if you listen to all that God did, this is just part one of the story, all right? Next Monday, we're going to dig into part two of the story in the favor of God. Please soak it up and please understand it. He will do all the same for you. He will exalt you and he will touch people on your behalf, even when they're the ones who are supposed to be hurting you and tearing you down. Like, God is amazing. Y'all don't even know he's amazing. So, look, thank you for listening. Let's go ahead and pray over this message real quick, all right? Gotta do it all the time. Gotta give God his glory. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you today. First and foremost, I ask that you just forgive me for any wrongdoings, any wrong sins, anything that I may have done that is unlike you and everything unlike you, Lord. I ask that you just remove it. Reason to my heart, soul, body, and mind, and my life in general. Just remove everything that is unlike you and take it, Lord, and mold me into the man that you would love for me to be and that you require for me to be. All right, I want to be the man of God, living my life according to your will. Hallelujah. I just pray that this message resonate, Lord. Resonate in the hearts of everyone that is listening, everyone willing to listen, everyone whose this is getting shared to, whatever it is, whoever it is, I ask you to just allow this message to soak into their hearts, touch their souls, touch their minds and bodies, and allow them to live by and trust in you, Lord, because your favor, man, your favor, Lord, we know can do all things. You can do all things, and we would love to walk and live in your favor, Lord. I'm going to pray for favor in the lives of all your people, Lord. The favor of God in the lives of all your people. Allow us, show us what we need to do and how we need to live to in order to walk in your favor, God. And we thank you in advance for it, Lord. We thank you in advance. All right, we pray that you touch the hearts of the people around us in a way that will cause them to open doors on our behalf, right? Because of your favor, allow them to see that you are with us. Lord, and we ask that you just allow everything we do to prosper, Lord, like we know that you and only you can. For with you, we can do all things, Lord. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Lord, we pray that you touch the hearts of those who are against us, those who want to hold us back and tear us down. All right, our enemy, Lord, we ask you just give us favor in their eyes so they'd be compelled to help us just like you did for Joseph. Hallelujah. And I thank you in advance for, Lord, and we pray that everything we touch prosper, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. We thank you in advance, and we give you glory for all that you do. We thank you for everything you have done, everything you are doing, and everything you will be doing in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. All right, everyone, this is the part of this show where I take out a little time to let everyone know what I am thankful for. God does so much in our lives constantly. He's taking care of us on every avenue, every aspect, and we have to take time to let him know what we are thankful for. So, one of the things I'm thankful for, as always, that you're going to always hear me start out with, is life and health. So many people out there dealing with things, disabilities, mental issues, and just so many things, sicknesses, all kinds of things. People in hospitals don't know how much time they got left here, things like that. Like, for me, I have to take time to thank God for life and health, because it's small, but you don't want to take it for granted. I never want to take it for granted. And I also need to thank him for life and health for my family as well, my kids, my wife. We're all doing great, doing well. Also, always thankful for a chance to speak to so many people, for everyone willing to listen, to spread the word of God, to bring you closer to God, to draw you into God, to draw souls to God. That is amazing, all right? That is a purpose that God has given us to fulfill here, to draw souls to him. And for me to have a platform to do that, thankful for always. So, what else? Let's see. Thankful for favor, right? We talked about favor today. Thankful for favor in my life. All my success and any success that is to come comes from God and God alone. To God be the glory. So I'm thankful for the favor in my life and for him putting people in my life, help to allow me succeed. They're open doors for me to allow people to see that, you know, that they, that is placed on their heart to open the door, help me grow and prosper in some way. Like I said, all things come from God. So completely thankful for the success and the success of my family. Like I said, we are doing a lot here. We have a lot going on, but God is working it all out. And we're thankful for him. All right, thankful for him. Thankful for favor in my life. So, and thankful for favor in general. You know, you get favor through the grace of God. And we talked about grace a couple episodes ago. It's God giving when he doesn't have to, when you do nothing to deserve it. But God gives anyway. He takes care of us anyway, and he works things out for us anyway. So I am always thankful for it, right? And thankful for making it through the week, because not everyone did realize that. You never know when it's your time. So this is what I'm thankful for. Take some time out to let God know what it is that you are thankful for. Share with someone. Let's go ahead and cut and break to commercial. We'll be right back on the God's Greatness Show on WJHM102Gems.com.
Aw, Dad, my computer's slow again and I can't play my games.
Call Your Computer Solutions today and we will scan for viruses and clean that computer up remotely and make it fast again. Our phone number is 407-826-0810.
Thanks, Dad. My computer's fast again. Now I can do my homework. Thanks for calling Your Computer Solutions at 407-826-0810. The Tech View Show would like to thank one of our dedicated sponsors, Custom Designs Orlando. These guys are on Mills Avenue and do all sorts of stuff, ranging from photo ID badges, engraved signs, custom Braille ADA signs, vinyl lettering, to trophies and awards. They can ship products all over the United States. You can reach them at 407-898-0373.
Are you frustrated with your computer? Tired of waiting for the computer to let you get your work done? Having an IT professional available when you need him can be invaluable to your business. With a Your Computer Solutions monthly service plan, you can enjoy error-free computing and get your tasks done when you want them done. Got a virus or malware warning? Call YCS and let them remotely solve the issue for you. Computer running slow? Give YCS a call and they will remotely fix it. When? Well, right away. On average, our clients are back up and running within 10 minutes of their call. If you want your computer to run smoothly month after month, just get the Your Computer Solutions monthly service plan. Your Computer Solutions is there when you need them. Call us today at 407-826-0810. I repeat, 407-826-0810. Emergency repair when you need it. Call us, 407-826-0810.
All right, everyone, that is the message that was placed on my heart today, right? Part one of two, but the favor of God, right? The story of Joseph, man, it's an amazing story. All the things that God did for him. So I hope you guys really listened. Again, that's in Genesis. It's chapter 37 through 50, the story of Joseph. And you can take some time and read that over, you know, the week, so you can know what's to come on next Monday's episode. Or, you know, just take some time and dig into that story and dig into the scripture and see the favor of God at his best, right? The favor of God working on behalf of his people, on behalf of Joseph, right? That is an amazing story. And again, don't you ever forget that if God did all these great things, man, he made all these doors open for Joseph, even made the people who were supposed to oppress him and hold him down, and, you know, that you wouldn't expect to receive such favor from. He gave Joseph favor in the eyes of those who were not meant to help him, and made them help him, and know that if he can do that for him, he can do the same for you. If he can make everything that Joseph touched prosper, he can make everything that you touch prosper. All right, don't forget that. Don't forget it, man. Our God is an amazing God, an awesome God, as always and everlasting. So we thank him for it, right? Thank him for it always. So as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, while you were listening, hopefully you took some time to think about what type of feedback you could provide back. So you can leave us a review later today. This episode will be on Apple Podcasts, and the links will be up on the page. You can visit our website, thegodsgreatnesspodcast.com. And then also, you can visit the WJHM102Gems.com website and listen to this episode or previous episodes as well. Next week when we get into the part two, if you want to listen to this ahead of time and refresh your memory of where we are, there will be always. So again, shoot us some feedback at feedback@godsgreatnesspodcast.com, or you can message us on Facebook. We have the group God's Greatness Show, and then also the page God's Greatness Show. You can find us on Instagram at God's Greatness_show, and then we're on Twitter at it's God's Great_show, which is the great is G-R-8. Okay, God's GR8_show. So follow us, shoot us a message, comment, and let us know, like I said, how the show did for you, or how it touched you, or how it spoke to you, whatever it may be. And then you can sign up for our email list on the website, godsgreatnesspodcast.com. You can verify your email there, get on our email list, and receive updates about the show, things we have going on. That'd be much appreciated. We are looking for sponsors. If you heard the show and enjoyed it and you would like to sponsor our show in any way, contact myself at Shaquille Polachek at godsgreatnesspodcast.com or any other avenues previously mentioned as well. You can message us on Facebook and get in contact with me so we can talk about sponsorship. That would be amazing. And also, donations, there are links up on the page, on the website, on Facebook, on Instagram. So if you have a place in your heart you want to contribute to the show and support the show financially, that would be amazing, totally amazing. Thanking you in advance for that. Any amount helps, any amount is appreciated, but whatever's placed on your heart, right? We're here to continue to provide a great message that's been placed on my heart from God to increase you and to lift you up, give you strength, and show you where you can find strength in the Word of God, which He has left here as the ultimate guidance for us. So in order for us to do that and to keep improving, your donations will be much appreciated, okay? So thank you. Again, you can find it at the website, social media. If you have any issues, you can email and ask, or the link is also in the description of the show, so you can find it there if you feel like donating. And always, I can never end the show without reminding everyone what my favorite verse is. Anybody? Any takers? Nope, no one? All right, so my favorite verse is Luke 1:37. It's a verse that my grandma told me to remember when I was roughly 4 years old, and I've never forgot it since then. Luke 1:37, I mentioned it earlier in the show. It says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." This is my favorite verse because there is no exceptions to this verse. It simply says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Didn't say except for unless you're going through something, except for if you don't feel you're good enough, except for nothing. But for with God, nothing at all shall be impossible. Man, I hope y'all soak that up, and I hope y'all realize that it's not a joke, right? Live by it, all right? Apply it to your life, and don't ever forget that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. All right, this is the God's Greatness Show. We thank you guys for listening, whether it was your first time or you're back again. Much appreciated. Please share the show. Allow someone else to get the same message. We thank you again for listening. We are out of here. Until next time, God bless you all. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Don't ever forget, hallelujah is the highest praise. You're listening to WJHM102Gems.com. I'm your host, Shaquille Polachek. We're out.
Aw, Dad, my computer's slow again and I can't play my games.
Call Your Computer Solutions today and we will scan for viruses and clean that computer up remotely and make it fast again. Our phone number is 407-826-0810.
Thanks, Dad. My computer's fast again. Now I can do my homework.
Thanks for calling Your Computer Solutions at 407-826-0810.
All you dolls out there, this is me, Sizzle. 2019 flew by and my friend still did not have the body she wanted. Then I discovered a solution. The Cosmetic Surgery Place. Yes, cosmetic surgery. Don't spend another minute miserable. Call 407-636-5000. She did. Now my friend is all of that and then some.
Be one of the next 7 callers to receive your breast surgery free with a tummy tuck. Yes, free. Call now at 407-636-5000.
The Tybia Show would like to thank Boggy Creek Airboat Adventures for being one of our sponsors.
I got to go on an airboat and saw a real gator. I even got
got to go to the gem mine and mine for some gems. We ate a steak dinner at the restaurant and even got some Gatorades. If you want to have a blast with the entire family, I suggest you go to www.bcairboats.com right now.